Hello, and welcome back to Movie Thoughts. I'm your host, Dominic Tartamella, and I didn't think I was going to be back again this soon. I just did a couple episodes back-to-back, but I couldn't help myself, because today was the first day of Star Wars Celebration. That's right, Star Wars Celebration, I believe it's in London this year, the annual, or sometimes they skip a year, so it's not really annual. I guess when they got big Star Wars news, they dropped some stuff. And today was a big day. As I was at work and I saw on Twitter, they dropped a ton of news. Star Wars is in a state, it's debatable to some. You know, some people are happy with the way it's going. Some people are, you know, hate it and hate everything Disney's done. And some people are somewhere in the middle, right? I think I tend to be somebody who's somewhere in the middle, maybe a little bit more optimistic. I don't, like, hate everything. I don't love everything. But as I've said in the past, I like most things. I think I'm an optimistic Star Wars fan. I'm always happy to see Star Wars stuff. I dabbled, I think, a couple episodes ago, and I was saying, like, there was a time when Star Wars was a scarce commodity, right? Kind of like after those prequels and stuff like that, there really wasn't a lot of Star Wars stuff out there. So in this day and age, we have a lot of Star Wars. It keeps coming. Some I like better than others, but I'll take it all. I'll take it all. I'm up for the adventure. I'm up for that space soap opera and the characters and the world. And it's getting deeper and deeper. I know that one day, you know, to me, Star Wars, and I think to a lot of traditional fans, Star Wars is always going to be those main three movies, right? A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. Actually, it's essentially Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, right? Because that's what it was fucking called back in the day. And to a lot of fans, that's the core of what Star Wars is going to be. Obviously, I like the prequels, I like the sequels, I like the TV shows, I like Clone Wars, I like all the shit, I like the novels, I like the comics, I like the toys, because I got them, all right, babe, come on, hey, come on, that was my Beetlejuice, but anyway, unrelated, but I got them, all right, I got the toys, I'm a fan, I like the video games, but the core is the three Star Wars movies, right, but one day, we're going to live in the world, or we're going to be fucking dead, and our kids are going to live in the world, that Star Wars is going to be a lot of other things. And Star Wars isn't automatically going to be Luke Skywalker, or Darth Vader, or C-3PO, or Han Solo. It's going to be other characters that we delve into, and they've delved into over the years. Characters maybe like Mandalorian, maybe like Grogu. Huh? Maybe, you know, just newer characters that get introduced. But anyway, I'm ranting. I don't got a lot of time here. Figured I'd keep this to maybe a half hour or so, but I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that was announced and my overall feelings on that stuff. And maybe towards the end of the episode, I'll talk a little bit about Mandalorian and what they did in this previous episode and how I feel about that. And yeah, let's go. Let's get into it. Let's get into the Star Wars. Cue the Star Wars music. Oh, wait. I'm not hooked up like that. Okay, so let's just pretend. Here we go. All right, so first of all, we'll start with probably the biggest news, and I don't know, my feelings on this, you know, vary, but Star Wars, Lucasfilm announced three live-action Star Wars movies are in development, okay? Three movies. Now, there's been a little bit of confusion. These movies are not related to one another. I'll say that right now. I've seen some confusion as we get into like the big cast announcement that a lot of you probably know already. But these movies aren't related. Some people were, you know, pooling these up as like a trilogy. They're not. So one of them is going to be directed by James Mangold, who directed Logan, who's directing Indiana Jones and The Dial of Destiny, which we'll get into a little bit. There's a new trailer and a poster. And this is going to go back to the dawn of the Jedi, right? So cool concept. The next one is a Dave Filoni. Obviously, he did, Clone Wars, Rebels, He's in charge of Jon Favreau on a lot of this stuff now. And that one's going to focus on the New Republic. And that's also one thing that this celebration was showing too, is like they're going to have all these projects that take place in all these different eras of Star Wars, right? From the past to, as we find out now, the future. Because the third film is directed by Sharmeen Abed Shenoy. Forgive me, God, for mispronouncing her name. But she did Miss Marvel and some other stuff. She's going to do a film set after the events of Rise of Skywalker that will feature, drumroll, Daisy Ridley back as Rey. Or as everybody loves to call her, Rey Skywalker. Yeah, that's pun intended. And this will take place as she builds a new Jedi Order. Now, this is why I said the thing about these movies not being related, because a lot of people are running with the news that, like, this is a trilogy and Daisy Ridley's back for a brand new trilogy of films. Not the case. There's a lot of misinformation on the internet. I try to keep it real on this podcast, okay? And it's not that. It's three unrelated movies. So right now, essentially, Daisy Ridley is committed to this one film that we know of. I'm sure there's more, you know, up their sleeve. I like Daisy Ridley. I liked the character of Rey. I think, you know, any faults that you found in the sequels, I don't think they are blamed on her. Maybe some people do. You know, there's, listen, let's face it. There's some fucking internet trolls. There's some fucking sexist people and stuff like that. And there's like, oh, you know, calling her a Mary Sue and this and that. Everybody's just like, she was a fine character. Also, the whole Skywalker thing, everybody hates on that. And whatever, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Now, did I love the way, you know, the Rise of Skywalker ended? No, I did not love the way it ended. But, you know, I think there's more they could do. I'm surprised at the approach they're doing here, because I would think, especially with a returning character directly from the sequel, that, you know, you'd get a trilogy maybe announcement, but maybe they're just taking their time with it. I'm curious to see what this movie is called. I'm curious to see if this is an episodic movie. You know, will this be like episode 10? Because it kind of is. Will they do it that it's a nice, you know, even 10? Or are they going to, you know, call it something else? Who knows? Well, only time will tell. But it's interesting. This will be set apparently 15 years after Rise of Skywalker. So that's a nice little gap. Who knows when the fuck this movie is actually going to come out. Now, my only problem with all this is the elephant in the room, right? And the elephant in the room is that fucking Lucasfilm has done this 100 times already, unfortunately. They've announced movies that they're working on. You know, they've announced directors that they're working with. And then it's parting, you know, creative differences. That's the thing. Like, I hear, like, the James Mangold thing, who's, like, this great director. And it's, like, how long before it's announced that James Mangold had creative differences and left the project? Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I can't help but feel like that. As I said, I try to be optimistic, but this is something that's happened so many times. Whether it's, you know, the directors of the Solo movie and them leaving and Ron Howard stepping in. What's her name who did Wonder Woman recently? She was doing a Rogue Squadron movie. That's not happening. You know, there's the Rian Johnson trilogy that if you wanted it or you don't want it, it's, I don't know if it's happening. Never going to happen. There's just so many unrealized Star Wars projects, particularly the films nowadays, that I kind of can't help but feel a little pessimistic, you know, I'm a little doubtful, but hopefully it happens. You know, if it doesn't, what are you going to do? The next thing up is the Ahsoka trailer, a cool Ahsoka trailer. We all knew this was coming. Rosario Dawson's playing this character, this fan favorite character. And the cool thing is there's fucking characters as we knew they were coming. We've heard casting rumors of Ezra and stuff like that, but there's characters from Rebels that are in this trailer. You got Hera, and you got Sabine popping up in there, and Hera, and also Mon Mothma, who she's everywhere, she's popping up. But Hera is played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who is fucking She's a great actress, right? Fun actress. Obviously, she's in a bunch of movies. She's also married to Ewan McGregor. So she's married to fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I think that's pretty cool. I mean, they're both in the Star Wars universe now. That's pretty cool. I mean, the last people to do that, I think it was Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. because they did voices on, like, Rebels, right? Yeah. So that's cool. I like that. I like that idea. She looks pretty good. As I said, Sabine looks pretty good. And then you get fucking a glimpse of the back of the head of Thrawn. Right? Back of the head. You don't see him. You kind of see the blue skin. I know that... what's his name? Mads Mikkelsen's, like, brother voiced him in Rebels. There's rumors that it's, you know, it's not him playing him, but they didn't show who the actor is, but now we just gotta fucking sit here and we gotta fucking predict this, right? We gotta talk about this. Obviously, for the uninitiated, Thrawn is a character that's been around since, I believe, the early 90s. I mean, this was a character, go way back, before all these TV shows, before the sequels, before the prequels even. The Thrawn trilogy was a series of books that is no longer canon, but it was Heir to the Empire and two other books. What the hell were they called? Dark Force Rising? I don't know. I don't remember the name. I read them back in the day. Good books. They were basically continuations. It was a trilogy continuing from the original trilogy, right? Luke Skywalker's in it. Han Solo's in it. Princess Leia's in it. She's married to Han Solo. They have twins. You know, there's all this stuff, right? It was actually, I believe, the beginning of the expanded universe in the novels. So that was the Star Wars. That's all we had at one point, going back to, like, the Star Wars drought. But, like, we had a lot of books. There's a lot of books. And a lot of those books are still good. You know, a lot of them, as I said, they're not canon anymore. Doesn't mean you can't read them, but that's where Thrawn came from. And then what ended up happening was, obviously, when Disney acquired Star Wars, they wiped a lot of that out of existence. Other than, like, the movies, the Clone Wars, they wiped a lot of the novels, I think pretty much all of them, out of existence, and they started the canon over. And, you know, some people complained about that, too. Obviously, Star Wars fans, we're fucking annoying. Well, I speak for the other fans. I'll vouch that they're fucking annoying. I try not to be that annoying. But then again, I'm a fucking guy doing a podcast talking about this right now, so maybe I am annoying. But Star Wars fans are annoying. So, listen, we complained. Well, I didn't. But people complained. They said, the fucking, the expanded universe. We wanted to. There was petitions. I remember the time, like, when Disney took over. And they're like, we wanted to exist. Whatever. So, now they have a new canon, obviously, in the books. Some are good. Some are bad. I've read some of those books. But anyway, over the years, Thrawn got reintroduced, right? And actually, Timothy Zahn, who I believe created Thrawn and did the original books, did a new Thrawn trilogy. And I read one of them. I got to fucking go back and read the other ones and get back into that. But, of course, he was reintroduced into canon. He popped up in Rebels. And, yeah, so you got fucking Thrawn. So he's back. Now, who's playing him? Who fucking knows? I mean, there's been rumors. There's been talk. Listen, I've heard rumors, like, a lot of rumors about Benedict Cumberbatch. Doctor Strange, possible. He wouldn't be the worst choice. I don't know if I want him to play Thrawn, because I want somebody a little different. My ideal pick would be somebody like Pierce Brosnan, fucking 007. I think he would be a great Thrawn. I think he's somebody who's about the right age. He's the caliber of actor. He's got this. He's enough of a star still that, like, I think a lot of people will be excited to see him in that role. There's been rumors about him. I've heard the weirdest rumor I heard a while ago, but I bring it up only because it's so weird that it could possibly be one of those that's true, and that is that Robert Downey Jr. could play Thrawn. I mean, the only thing I can see with that, if there's any truth to that rumor, is, like, him and Favreau have a past relationship, right? Doing Iron Man and stuff like that, so it's possible, and he has, you know, a past relationship, obviously, with Disney. I can't see it, but I guess it's possible. I can't see Robert Downey Jr. actually appearing in this, but we'll see. But Pierce Brosnan's my pick, but who knows? I mean, that's got to come out soon. I'm surprised they didn't announce it. I know this is the first day of Celebration, and possibly they could release some other news and stuff like that, but I don't know. They released so much stuff today that I think the rest of the weekend is just going to be panels and stuff like that. But it's pretty cool that we have a Thrawn. I liked when they brought him back into the canon, and I'm all for that. I'm all for them cherry-picking and bringing characters back out of the old expanded universe and the video games. I think Dave Filoni actually addressed, somebody brought up Dash Rendar. If you know who Dash Rendar is, I'm going to say who Dash Rendar is, but he was a character in the Nintendo 64 game Shadows of the Empire from the 90s, right? Late 90s. And that was kind of like a bridge between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. And he was a character. He's kind of like a Han Solo ripoff a little bit. But he was even saying, hey, like, nothing's impossible. He could, you know, come back. Because basically he didn't think that this other shit would come back. So, listen, you could have him pop up somewhere. That'd be fucking cool. See him in that vest, if you know who I'm talking about. But, yeah. So, let's keep going, right? So, what else happened today? Andor Season 2 is coming. That was an obvious... You know, there was a preview, apparently, of the newest Mandalorian episodes coming. I think it's like the last two or whatever. And then there was the show The Acolyte. I think they showed a clip. I did not see this clip yet. If they showed one, it might have just been exclusively on there. They compared it to something like, they said, Frozen meets Kill Bill. I don't know what the fuck that means. I'll be honest with you. I'm excited for it because, hey, it's new Star Wars. But I don't know what that means. I don't know what that... It's a strange way to sell a show. The cool thing is, actually, though, that the actor that took over for Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca, Junis Soatamo, I can't pronounce his name, I can't read, who, like I said, he played Chewbacca in the Solo movie. I think he partly played him in, like, Force Awakens and Last Jedi and stuff. He's going to be playing a different Wookiee who's, like, a Jedi Wookiee in this show. So that's pretty cool. That's something that's cool. They talked a little bit about that show Skeleton Crew, which is cool. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming out Star Wars. Obviously, you know, the shows are pretty much where it's at right now. But I like that they are, you know, constantly trying to get these fucking movies off the ground. I don't know what goes on. Like, I don't know what goes on as far as this stuff not happening. And, you know, directors walking away. You know, a lot of people like to blame and point fingers. And I know they try to say, okay, well, the fucking Kathleen Kennedy. I don't really buy that. I think there's more at play to that. But I'll take it. I'll take these movies. Now, what does it mean, like, as far as, like, Daisy Ridley coming back? Does that mean that possibly some of the other characters from the sequels are coming back? Do we get, does, like, fucking Adam Driver jump on this? And do we get, like, a ghost, you know, Ben Solo, like, breathing heavily over her while she's, like, in the bathroom? Like, I am dead, but I will finish what my grandfather started. Like, do we get that? I don't know. It's possible. I mean, would Adam Driver sign up for something like that? I mean, he just did a fucking movie about dinosaurs, so I guess it's possible. I guess anything's possible at this point. That's a good thing. And especially when Disney throws all their fucking money at people, and they're like, come on back. Come on back. I would, you know, I'll take it. I'll take it. Interestingly enough, somebody brought up, I saw that, like, somebody would bring it up, like, well, this is 15 years after, and they were bringing up, like, Grogu, which, is it possible, like, Grogu's in that new movie, and he's training Jedi, and maybe at that point he's talking and shit, and maybe he's got, like, a Yoda-ish voice, and he's like, Rey Skywalker, you are. You know, is he doing that shit? Is he there? Is he talking like Yoda? I don't know. Does he have a tinier voice? We'll have to see. They also kind of said, like, I'm kind of botching this, but they said that I don't know if it's the Dave Filoni movie, because now I'm getting all, like, fucked up, because there's just so much stuff, and the way I was reading it as it was coming out, you know, it was on Twitter, and then it was like some stuff gets scrambled. But apparently, like, there's going to be, all these shows are going to culminate to, like, a movie. Like a crossover kind of movie, is from what I'm understanding. And that may be Yeah, I think that's yeah, that's what Dave Filoni may be doing. That may be the movie he's doing. I may be botching that, but just bear with me. I tried to get as much right, as much accurate as I could, but I might be botching that. But from what I heard, it's going to, you know, all lead up to a movie, and that's kind of how it's going to end. I think they're going to go 5 seasons with, like, Mandalorian and however else. But, yeah, Grogu, I wouldn't be surprised if Grogu walks away from that show or crawls away or fucking does a backflip away and lands somewhere down the line in, like, the sequel, the continuation of the sequel trilogy, right, with Rey. I could see it happening. I mean, he's such a popular character that it would be a missed opportunity to not, you know, bring him into the fold. Why not, right? The other thing, obviously, Indiana Jones, you know, because this is Star Wars Celebration, but with Star Wars Celebration, it's Lucasfilm Celebration. And so, you know, they've always, like, delved into other properties, and Indiana Jones, a final Indiana Jones, is coming soon, so we're fucking excited. There is a new poster. It is not by Drew Struzan, confirmed by Drew Struzan himself. Unfortunately, Drew Struzan, the artist who did the original 4 posters, is retired. I don't know if he came out of retirement to do a Force Awakens poster. It was like, I think it was actually a poster that they gave out at Celebration. But I don't know if when Kingdom of the Crystal Skull came out, if he was retired, because he did do the poster for that. I don't know if it was like a situation where he came out of retirement, or I think he just might have not been retired yet. But this one, unfortunately, is not by him, but it's a nice kind of, like, it's in the style of a Drew Struzan, right? It's drawn, it's painted, and it's nice. It's got an old-fashioned look to it. It's got, like, a white border around it. I like it. I'd hang it on my wall. Any poster of Harrison Ford, I'd hang on my wall, pretty much. Particularly those Drew Struzan works that I love so much. But yeah, we got that. And we got a new trailer of Indiana Jones. And now, like, I've been very safe with this. I don't want to go into spoilers. I don't want to be spoiled on Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. So I've avoided anything like that, reading up on anything. I know there are some leaks, apparently. I've seen people posting about things, and I just try to ignore it. But, you know, there's some plot details filled in here. Possibly this Dial of Destiny, you know, could alter time, maybe history. So we're looking at something. I don't know if it's like a time machine kind of situation, but we're looking at something magical, as we usually do in the Indiana Jones movies. And that's one of those things, like, listen, I see there's a lot of problems with Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I see that some people don't like it, and maybe they didn't like the aliens. I didn't really, like, think it was that far-fetched. I remember, like, liking it, and when I revisit it, I do enjoy it for the most part. I mean, the monkey scene's weird. When Shia LaBeouf is, like, swinging in the jungle on monkeys, that's probably the worst scene in that movie to me. But, like, the aliens, they don't really bother me, because, you know, you go from Indiana Jones, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the fucking face-melting thing. You go from the Temple of Doom, even though it's set before, as we all know. But the fucking pulling out the heart and doing this and all this magical, mystical black magic, right? Then you go to Last Crusade and, you know, you chose poorly, you know? I mean, it's not really that far-fetched to go to aliens, but whatever. I'm not going to argue about a movie that came out that long ago now, and we'll just get on to the next one. Maybe it's got time travel. I know that CGI, you know, ADH'd Harrison Ford looks great. The cool thing about this trailer, too, is, like, it opens with, like, Sympathy of the for the Devil, the Rolling Stones song, and, like, I know it's set in the 60s, so it's around the time that song originally came out, but it's just funny seeing, you know, hearing a song like that. That's, like, the most contemporary we've gotten in the world of Indiana Jones, right? Because they're always set, like, fucking 80 years ago or whatever. But now we're getting closer to modern day. So it's cool to see that. And it's cool to hear that. I want to see, you know, fucking Indiana Jones in the 60s. I mean, the Beatles are going to be blasting. Rolling Stones are going to be blasting. Give me it. Give me it right now. I can't wait till that comes out. I'm excited. And, yeah. I don't know if I missed any other news, but news. I'm excited. You know, I'm in the mood. I've been in the mood. I was saying this a couple podcasts ago. I've been in the mood to just bang out the Star Wars movies. You know, I used to be more common with it. Like, it used to be like a once a year thing for me. I got a little Star Wars fatigue, just like anybody else. But I got to go back, and I think I got to marathon the movies and just delve right into it. And all this news and stuff like that put me in the mood. So I think soon, maybe tonight I'll watch like A New Hope. I'll get into it. I'll go down the path. We'll see. Now, the other thing before I go that I want to talk about before I end this little Star Wars centric Lucasfilm episode, let's talk a little bit about Mandalorian, right? Let's talk a little bit about the newest episode. Let's talk a little bit about it. I, for one, this season of Mandalorian is a little meh. Be honest, it's a little disappointing. It's a little all over the place. It doesn't really have a focus. I think a lot of fans would agree. I don't hate it. I just feel like I'm a little confused on what it's building up to. Mandalorian, almost, it's funny because that, you know, when Book of Boba Fett was out, they kind of like joked that Boba Fett was kind of like in the background of his own show. And I kind of feel like they're doing that to Mandalorian now. He's kind of just there, you know, Grogu's there. He's being cute as usual, but you're starting to get to the point, or at least me, that I'm just waiting for, you know, something that really excites me to happen other than like, you know, Grogu doing something cute. Eating a fish or a frog or something like that. And now this week's episode, I'm sure if you're a fan and you watched it, you've seen the memes, you've seen the pictures. Lizzo and Jack Black pop up in this episode. No, you just heard me right. If you didn't see it, I just said Lizzo and Jack Black pop up in this episode. I'm just going to rip it off like a Band-Aid. I'm just going to get right into it. What the fuck? I have so many mixed feelings about this. Like, there's something with Star Wars, you know, it being this sacred thing that, like, cameos, they happen, you know, but when they happen, they need to be done in a subtle way, in my opinion, right? Daniel Craig voice the stormtrooper in Force Awakens. You kind of know it's him, but you don't know it's him. It doesn't take you out of it, right? This is exactly the kind of shit that shouldn't go down in a Star Wars property, because this takes you immediately. You know, you're in the galaxy far, far away. You immediately get kicked back into reality when you fucking see Lizzo and Jack Black. And like, I love Jack Black. I have no problems with Jack Black. I really don't care for Lizzo. I mean, whatever, she's doing her thing, but like, I don't listen to her music. But like, it's not even about that. It's about being taken out. Like, Jack Black, for all the love I have for him, I just loved him in that fucking Super Mario Brothers movie. He's great as Bowser. He doesn't belong in Star Wars. You know why? Because he's too big of a personality. And I'm not saying he's running around. His performance in this episode is subdued. You know, he's not being like Jack Black, crazy man, pick a destiny. He's not running around doing that shit. But it doesn't matter, because he's too big of an actor. That when I saw him, it just fucking took me out of it. And, you know, he's like I said, he's trying to play calm. He's not like overacting or anything like that. He's doing a fine job. It's not about his acting, but he does not belong here. This is not the place to cameo in a Star Wars. You know, if you want to cameo as a voice or something like that, as a fucking alien, or you know, or C-3PO's brother, that's fine. This is not the place. Same thing with Lizzo. Now, I will say one thing about Lizzo. I wouldn't be able to spot Lizzo in a lineup before this episode, right? So, me finding out it was Lizzo relied on, you know, finding out secondhand, right, through whatever, when I saw it was Lizzo. So I watched this episode after finding out it was Lizzo. So in fairness, if I would have watched this before, I wouldn't even realized it was Lizzo. I would have been like, okay, that's some chick, whatever. I wouldn't have thought twice about it. But I would actually say that, you know, I would prefer if I had to pick one of them not to be in the episode, I would actually pick Jack Black. As weird as that is, because like I said, I really don't care for Lizzo, but like Jack Black just is, as I said, too big of a personality. He shouldn't be in this. It takes you out of it. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. And the combination of them both, I cannot agree. I cannot agree with Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau and everyone involved in making this episode. This shouldn't happen. I don't know if Jack Black, maybe he loves Star Wars, I don't know, and maybe he's like, oh, I want to be in an episode of Mandalorian, and they were like, all right, sure thing, you know, put on a fucking, one of these shirts and get it over there with Lizzo. I don't know what happened, if the same thing maybe with Lizzo, I don't know if she's trying to test out the acting waters, but this shouldn't have happened. This shouldn't have happened. We didn't need this. It's not necessary. There's no other way to say it. You're taking something, and maybe I sound a little bit like a fucking baby or whatever, but you're breaking the illusion, right? When you have somebody this big in this movie, this is no different than like comparable. Let me think of somebody who's like the same kind of presence, like The Rock. This is no different than if you would have put The Rock next to them. It's breaking down the universe, and that's the fucking problem I have with it. It really isn't about Lizzo. Honestly, I'd never seen her act. I don't know if she's acted before this. She was fine, but because it's a personality like Lizzo, it's this big. don't fucking put words in my mouth. I'm not saying what you think I'm saying. I'm saying this big famous person, just like Jack Black is this big famous person. I don't think we need, just like The Rock. Well, I mean, he's fucking big. Big famous person. Took me out of it. I don't agree with it. That's one thing I could say 100%. I don't want this show to become a cameo fest. And it actually, putting them in this episode actually put a damper on the fact, or kind of like overshadowed the fact, that fucking Christopher Lloyd is in this episode in a small role. Which I remember hearing about a while ago that Christopher Lloyd was going to be in the season. I was like, wow, that's great. Christopher Lloyd. I fucking love Christopher Lloyd. Marty! Morticia! That's my Uncle Fester. Christopher Lloyd? These two, like I said, love Jack Black, but you, it shouldn't have been a question. Christopher Lloyd, and especially because you see them two first, by the time Christopher Lloyd gets there, you know, if I didn't have the prior knowledge that Christopher Lloyd was going to be in the show because I heard about it a while ago, I would have been like, what is this fucking cat? What is this? What am I watching? Who's going to pop up next? You know, is Danny DeVito going to pop up next? Who I love. I pray to Danny DeVito every night. He's like my god. But I wouldn't want Danny DeVito to just stroll into an episode of Mandalorian like, hey, what's going on? You know, I wouldn't want that. Because Star Wars has to be set in a special universe. I wouldn't want him to be like, hey, I'm the Lorax, you whore. But anyway, that's my episode on Star Wars. If this is the first time you listen to the podcast, thank you for listening. Check out the other episodes. I did Air. I did Super Mario Brothers. I do a lot. Check me out on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at Dom Solo Reels for some funny videos here and there. And thank you for listening. Have a good night.